Last week we started the Gemara in Chulin Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph towards the bottom, and we went on Amid Beis. The Gemara had a machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. If a woman, the Gemara is going to explain, a woman fell into the river. She was wearing loose clothing, so there's no chatzitza. If you wear tight clothes, so that'll where it's tight, that'll be a chatzitza between the water and the body. So the woman was wearing loose clothing and she didn't have kavana for tefila at all. So is it acceptable or not? So we pass like Rav that it's tahara lebeisa, that you only need kavana for tefila and a mikveh. It's a chumra midrabanan. If you want to eat truma, if you want to eat maisusheni, you want to eat kochim, so then you need kavana for tefila. And even if you had kavana to be toivel for the purpose of eating maisusheni, and then he's a kohen and he decides once to eat truma, he has to be toivel again. Even if he was toivel intending to eat truma, but he didn't have intention to eat kachem, he has to be toivel again, midirabbanan. You have to have, that's chumras on top of chumras, that's midirabbanan. But labaila, baila is chulin. So by chulin, you don't have such chumras. That's only paskin like Rav.
Is that only b'dyevin?
No, it's even good lachatchil. Yeah, you don't need kavan. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan says lebeisa lo tohara, that even lebaila she's asur. Lebaila you have to have kavana for tefila and mikvah. What's it doing in this mesich that belongs in maseches nida? So the answer is because it's the Gemara relates it to shechita. We have a sugya and shas in different places in brachas and in megillah and different mitzvahs in Rosh Hashanah where the mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah ain't sichas kavana. Someone's walking in the street and he hears the shofar from the shul, and the Baltikir has a mind, whoever he is. Baltikir doesn't only have a mind, those people in the shul, whoever he is, the shofar should be yitz. So the person walking in the street didn't have a mind. He knows it's a shofar, he knows it's Rosh Hashanah, he knows it's a mitzvah. He wasn't thinking one way or the other. So that's a famous machlokes, whether mitzvah sichas kavanah or mitzvah ain't sichas kavanah. The three different opinions, yes, no, and then sometimes. Some Rishonim, the Ramban learns a compromise. The mitzvah is deraisi, dunya kavanah. Mitzvah Rabbanah, you can be Yotze without Kavan. That's the Ramban's compromise. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Radvaz like that. The Radvaz said like the Rambam. So that's when you're performing a mitzvah, when you want to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have Kavanah Lotze Sanat. Here we're not talking about the mitzvah, we're talking about Shechita. Maybe Shechita is a mitzvah, maybe not a mitzvah. Shaila Shechita is a matir. If you didn't shecht the behemoth in Issa Nevela, if you shechted it, then it's mutter. Forget about whether it is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. You do say a bracha, you don't say a bracha, the bracha is not miyakev. Shaila is, if you shechted and you didn't have kavana to shecht, is that valid or not? So that's the same shaila. Could be it's identical, could be there's room to distinguish. That's the same shaila, at least a similar shaila by tefillah and a mikveh. Could be that to be told when a mikveh is a mitzvah, could be it's not a mitzvah. That's a discussion in other mesichtas, whether tefillah is man a mitzvah or not. And here we're not talking whether the fellow's yotze the mitzvah. We want to know, is the woman muteris lebaila? Is the tefillah mata her lebaila or not? So the Gemara puts the two together. So then the Gemara has akasha against Rabbi Yechanan. How can Rabbi Yechanan say that lebeisa lo tahora? She's not even muteris lebaila, that you have to have kavana when you're tevil. Not only if you want to eat maisa sheni, if you want to eat trumi, you want to eat kochim, that's chumris medirabana. Even if you want to be muteris lebaila, you have to have kavana. Fregdik marakasha, but there's a beferish ebraisa, the Tanya, this we saw last week. It's about 20 lines in, on Lamed Aleph on the base. The line begins with the word tovel. Tovel v'lehuchsak muta lecholen v'osa lemaisa. A person was tovel in the mikvah, but he didn't have in mind anything. He didn't have a mind to be tovel. Lehuchsak, he didn't have any kavana. So it says beferish muta lechulin va'asa, he's not allowed to eat by sasheni. Sasheni is kodesh. So that's a chumra midirabbanan. You have to have kavana when you're tevil. But it's muta lechulin. It's mutaris lebaila. So Gemara says lematavi tiyufta the Rabbi Yechanan neho. Should I say this brisa contradicts Rabbi Yechanan? Gemara says yeah, sure it contradicts Rabbi Yechanan. But it's a machlokes hatanai. Rabbi Yechanan paskins like a different tana. This tana is beferish against Rabbi Yechanan. This is how we paskin, that you don't need kavana for tefillah. And Rabbi Yechanan has another tana. Amalei, so Rabbi Yosef answers Abaye, Rabbi Yechanan, who the Amik, Rabbi Yosef ben Yosef, the Tanya. Rabbi Yechanan, it's really a machlekes, this machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan is a machlekes in Tanoi. Why the Tanya? We have a brisa, there's a din of negat saras on a human body, on a Jewish person, by Nochrim, there is no institution of Negat Saras. He can't declare, even if the coin sees a Negat Saras, he declares the Goy is a Mitzvah. It doesn't Lomala Velomar. Only Jews can become Mitzvah. So there's a deed of Negat Saras on a bias, only in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz L'Eretz it doesn't apply. And then there's a deed of Saras on Begodim also. So Saras on Begodim, Bebeget Semra, Bebeget Pishtim. Sometimes it's just a discoloration. It didn't happen because something rotted away. It's just a little paint or a little something went on it. So the pasuk says in Chumash, sometimes you have to be the hisgiras hanega. Sometimes you have to wait a week. The kohen looks at it this week, has to look at it next week, and then you wash out the beged after the week is up. So what if you wash out the beged and the whole nega disappears? So since we had to act as if it was tamei for a whole week, so then you have to be toivelet in the mikveh a second time. So the Chumash uses the same verb. What's the lashon? V'chibes. V'chibes, it says the first time v'chibes as ha-beged, he should wash out the beged. Maybe the negat saras will go away. Maybe it's just some paint. Maybe it didn't develop menei ubei. And then it says v'chobash sheinis. Then you have to wash it a second time. The second time doesn't mean to wash it out under the force. It means to be tovelet in a mikveh, in a kosher and mikveh. So the Gemara quotes this. So the second pasuk is talking about tefillah and a mikveh, and it says v'chobash sheinis v'toher. You should wash it out at tzveitamo. First time you wash it out to see maybe the negat saras will disappear, and if it does disappear, then you have to tefillah and a mikveh, and it'll be tor. So the Tana wants to know matam alay mashenis. Why does it have to say v'chobash sheinis v'toher? Let it say v'tobal or v'chobas. Why is it necessary? What's the significance of sheinis? It's not really the same. The first time you do the kibbutz, you wash it under the faucet. The second time doesn't mean wash it under the faucet. It means tovel in the mikveh. So why does it say you should wash it a second time? It's not the same as the first time. So sheinis means it is the same. So that is, it is makish, it's a hekish. We're equating the second tichbosa shnir, the second washing out of the beged, which really means tvil in the mikveh, to the tichbosa rishona, which is not washing out in the mikveh, which means washing under the faucet. In what sense is it equal? In what sense is it compared? With respect to what is that? It's not the same thing. So the Tana, this Tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef says, Matech Bosu Vishayna has to be Ladas. The Koyan instructs they should wash it out to see if the Negah is going to disappear. Aftech Bosu Vishayna has to be Ladas. It has to be, when you tovel in the mikveh, you have to have Kavana to be Mitahirit. I frag the Gemara, Malahal binan das koin, Avkan binan das koin. The first time, it says the kohen has to instruct me to wash it out under the faucet. So the second time, also when you tovel in the mikveh, you have to have a kohen supervising the tefillah in the mikveh. So Malahal uchabash enis v'taher, it's self understood v'taher. Why is it v'taher? It's a ribu mikomakom. Even if a non kohen had in mind, even if a Levi or Yisrael was matvel in the mikveh, is also good. So Rabbi Yechanan holds like that Tana. Who says b'ther? He learns that from a pasuk. What are you going to make a distinction between tfilas begodim and tfilas adam? It's all the same thing. There are four categories of things that are mekabel tuma: adam, kelim, ochlim, and mashkim. So adam and kelim have tfilah in the mikveh, ochlim and mashkim don't have tfilah in the mikveh. So if kelim a beged is a kli, what are you going to say? Only a beged mitzora, only a beged tzara. Why should you distinguish? So Rabbi Yechanan holds like that Tana. And you have a puzzle, chubash enis v'taher, that you have to have tefillah in the mikveh, has to be l'shem tahar. Freg de Gemara, but that can't be Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. We know famous, Rabbi Yechanan is quoted as saying, maski florav simi barashi fekta kasha. How can Rabbi Yechanan hold the shita that tefillah in the mikveh has to be with kavana to be mitahar, and the pashta says tefillah in the mikveh same as shita? We're not interested in the mitzvah aspect, we're interested in the matter aspect. If somebody fell into the mikveh without kavana, or if someone shechted an animal, he was throwing a knife in order to hit a target and accidentally it shechted an animal, so it should be the same shayla whether the matir of shechita and the matir of tefillah needs kavana. Frag the Gemara, if it's the same, is that Rabbi Yechanan's opinion that a matter needs kavana? V'ha'om Rabbi Yechanan halacha kistam mishneh. That the Gemara says in different Gemaras. Some of the students of Rabbi Yechanan claim Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the Talmud Bavli was written in Bavel. So there are different reports, conflicting reports, by the students who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, but Rabbi Yechanan really said that halacha kistam mishneh not. But the more popular, really accepted version is that he did say like that. Halachik is tamish. So we know Rabbi Yochanan said, most of the students, Rabbi Yochanan claimed, he said, Halachik is tamishna. Usnan, you have the Mishnah on Omer Aleph. That's when we started the whole conversation on this Mishnah. Nafla sakim v'shochti. He left the knife on the table, and the wind was blowing, and it blew the knife on the floor, and then there was a chicken walking by, and the knife did a shechita. So that's no good, because it's a lack of kerach gavra. The person didn't do it all. So the Mishnah says, Nafla sakim v'shochti, afal pi shechochti, kedak, even though did a proper job of shechita, psula. Why is it psula? Because no kerach gavra at all. They have in bone. We ask akasha havayis. Havayis da bavro. Havayis akashas. And we have a gefrekt akasha that the Mishnah seems to imply time of the nafla. The only reason why it's no good because the knife fell by itself. The wind was blowing a heavy knife and it fell. Pahi pilahu. But if let's say he was sitting and he had a knife on his lap and he gets up, so there is a kerach gavra, then it would be ksheiro. The shechita would be good. Afgav toloi mechaven. Even though he had no kavon at all. So we said, how can that be? You mean the shechita does need kavanah? Li amrinon, and we made a comment. Man tana de laboy kavanah l'shechita. Whose opinion is it? The Omar Rav and Rav commented, yeah, Rav Nosson he. That's the machlekes Rav Nosson nachachamim. So the Stam Mishnah writes like Rav Nosson, shechita does not need kavanah. Aren't they identical? Shouldn't it be similar, identical? Shechita and tefillah lemikra, they're both amatir. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that shechita does not need kavan? He says halachik is that Mishnah shechita does not need kavan and tefillah and mikvah does need kavan. Why should it be a discrepancy? It should be the same. And for the Gemara, no. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds like that Tana that we never heard of, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, I never heard of him. Rabbi Yochanan holds like that Tana that tefillah and mikvah needs kavan, but even that Tana, even Rabbi Yochanan, they have to give a shechita schul, and you don't need kavan. You have to split. You have to distinguish between. So the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Filo Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef also agrees that by shechita you don't need kavana. Why? Amar Rava, that's what the Gemara. Amar Rava, and for the Gemara, Rav Nosson he. Nachum. The Amar Rava, Rav Nosson he. Yeah. And for the Gemara, by shechita, Afilo Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef agrees. Everybody agrees that by shechita you don't need kavana. How do you know? Because we have a pasuk that when you shech korbanos, you have to have kavana. And if you're misasek, let that person is in a Beis HaMikdash and the Azar shechting a korban. He thought it was a behemas chulin. He didn't realize it's a korban. Even if he had kavanah v'shechita, the korban is possible, because that's called misasek. Certainly more so if he didn't even have kavanah v'shechita, it's certainly no good. So you have a pasuk that says that misasek, we discussed it already when we learned it earlier. There was a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Oizer regarding this din. Rav Chaim Oizer wrote in his sefer, he has three volumes of tshuvas that he printed during his lifetime. So one of the volumes has a lot on kachim. So he assumed that it's only a din of shechita. Shechita's kachim needs kabbanas. Not a din in all avodas are kabbanas. And the Chazon Ish wrote in a letter to the editor, they had different Yiddish newspapers there in Vilna. There are many Yiddish newspapers. So he wrote a letter to the editor anonymously. He didn't write who. And he wrote that we're all happy to see that Rav Chaim Oizer just published a wonderful sefer, but in one siman, in one essay, he's assuming that only shechitas kachim needs kavan. It's a special din. Misasek kachim is possible. It's only a shechita. So he quotes a malchamas, the Ramban malchamas, who reads the malchamas on the bottom of the rif in tiny letters. He quotes a malchamas of Havarf and a malchamas in Brachas, that the Ramban assumes that misasek is possible bekachim by all avodas. So Rav Chaim Oizer knew right away who had sent in the letter to the editor. He said, there's only one person in Vilna who could possibly know this Muhammad. So he sent a messenger. He wanted to talk to the Chazon Ish about his comment. That's what they wrote up in the biographies at that time. Yeah. So the Gemara says, you have a pasuk that Misasig is possible by Shechitas Kachim. The Muhammad that the Chazon Ish quoted says that you shouldn't think it only applies to Shechita. It extends to all avodas hakavana. Shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, misasek would be possible by all of them. Rav Chaim Oizer thought that it's only in shechita. But al kol panim, the original pasuk that misasek is possible, he doesn't realize that he's dealing with the carbon. The original pasuk is by shechita. So from the fact that you have a pasuk by kachim, nichlal, the inference is the chulin laboy kavana. So that everybody agrees to that. Even if you'll say that by tefillah and mikveh you do need kavana, because of this tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, he has a pasuk. And the word shenis means that just like the first rinsing out, needed to be under the instruction, under the supervision of a kohen. So too the tefila shniya, the tefila, the second time the kibbutz is a tefila, has to be with kavana. So that's only by tefila, but by shchitas chulin for sure you don't need kavana. Why? Migoli rachmana misasik bekachim pasul. You have a pasuk there. Michal, the inference is the chulin labin and kavana. Frek de gemar. So how can anybody disagree with Rab Nosson? We said before the Mishnah goes. The Mishnah on Amud Aleph says shchitas chulin doesn't need kavana. If the person has the knife on his lap and he gets up, there was koyach gavra, but there was no kavana. So the Mishnah says that it's good. So the Gemara says, Mantan, it's only Rav Nosson and the Chachamim disagree. Chachamim hold that you have to have kavana. How can they insist you need kavana for chulin? So what do you need a pasuk that by kochim it's no good? So the Gemara says they both agree. Verabbanan and the Chachamim and Rav Nosson, they also agree that you don't need the same kavana as you need by kochim. But all you need a little bit of kavana. Nehi true. Nehi de la bina kavana lizviche. You don't have to have kavana that by my shechting the animal is going to become mutter, but you have to have kavana to do a maisa to cut the neck. You have to have that kavana. You don't have to have kavana that you don't have to know what happens after that. Let's say they tell a Jewish person he's a balchum, he doesn't know too much about anything. Come take a knife and kill it, shech the animal. He shechts the animal. He says, now what? I said, now you're allowed to eat it. He didn't realize that by shechting the animal he's going to be alive. They just told him, shecht in such a way, he did the instruction. He didn't have kavana for the results. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, by kochim, that would be no good. That's what you learn out from the pasuk. Nehi, true. The labina kavana lesvicha, by chulin, you don't need kavana for the results. You don't have to have kavana that it should be matter. But you have to have kavana, chaticha siman. You have to have in mind that you're cutting the neck. And by kochim, you have to have kavana that this is an avoida, that this should make the korban kosher. That's why everyone agrees that there's a difference between shchitas kochim and shchitas chum. So Rava was the one who commented. So that's the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan Shita, he has a Tana who says like that. And Rav Shita is a braise that says beferish tov abal huchsak. Mutter lechulin. So it's a machlokes hatanaim. The machlokes, what we thought was a machlokes, the first generation Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan, lost the chayes on Amid Beis, and it's a machlokes hatanaim, and each one has a different tana. So Rava was the one who mentioned on Amid Aleph that the Stam Mishnah over here goes like Rav Nosson, who says that you don't need kavana. So Rava says, I think that Rava says we paskin like the Mishnah, we paskin like Rav Nosson. That shchitas chulin does not need kavanas chaticha simanim at all. Doesn't need kavanas chaticha simanim at all. The chachamim also agree you don't need kavana for shchita. You don't need kavana for the result, but you have to have kavana lechaticha simanim. Rav Nosson says you don't even need that kavana, even that not. So Rav says I think that Rav Nosson shchita makes more sense. Amar Rav beho anis nekude zakinu Rav Nosson lerabbanan. In his debate with the chachamim, he's more correct. We say in Haggadah, Harani Kibenshi Mishana Velo Zachisi Shetiyama Yitzias and Sam. What do you mean Velo Zachisi? Means he never understood what's the mocker. Over here, Zakina means he was Zeche, Rav Nosson was Zeche, means he succeeded in his debate with the Chachamim. Rav Nosson's argument is more correct based on the Psukim. Why is it more correct? Because the Chachamim made up a compromise that by Shchitas Kochim you need Kavana all the way. That this is an Avoida and this makes the Korban Kashin, going to be Zorik to Dam. You have to have Kavana for everything. This is a Korban and this is what you're going to do. And by Chulin you need a little bit Kavana. You have to have Kavana Shchaticha Simonim, but you don't have to have Kavana for Shchita. Right. A cotton is good because you don't need Das. A cotton can have Kavana. Whenever you need das, so a cotton is a labar das. But kavana, a cotton can have. So we say, the Gemara said there also, a cotton is good. It's also like Rav Nosson. That all you need is, Rav Nosson, you don't even need kavana. Yeah, Rav Nosson, you don't even need kavana at all. So Rava argues, he thinks the Rav Nosson's opinion makes more sense than the Chacham. Why? Miksiv v'chatachto v'zavachto ksiv. It says when you come to Eretz Yisrael, and you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, one day when the Midbar, they live close to the Mishkan, so everybody is expected, whoever wants to eat flesh should bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash and eat the Shlomi. But when you move there, it's so on, you live far away from the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be, you have a desire to eat flesh. and you live so far away from the Beis Hamikdash, so it says, "V'zavachta ve'achalta v'zavachta kashet tzivisicha." Yishech the way I instructed you. So it says v'zavachta, doesn't say v'chatachta. So since it says miksiv v'chatachta, doesn't say you should cut the animal's neck. State v'zavachta. So manavshach ibina kavane lechaticha. If the chachamim ready hold, you have to have a little kavane. You have to have kavanas chaticha simanim. So you should insist afilu lezvicha nami lepa. You should say go all the way. It doesn't say v'chatachta. It says v'zavachta. You should insist in it. Eloi bina kavana lezvicha, and if they admit they're ready, because the pasuk says misasik b'kotchim is pasul. So the inference is michlal that misasik b'chulin is kosher. So if you don't need kavana for the zvicha, so you shouldn't need kavana for the chaticha either. So how did the chachamim come to make such a compromise? That's Rav's argument. Eloi bina kavana lezvicha, techanam elol aboy. Sure. So Rav thinks that the Rav Nosson makes more sense. And that's, we paskin like Rav Nosson, because that's halachic istam mishnah. And istam mishnah, lamad aleph is like Rav Nosson, that shchitas chulin doesn't need kavana. Yeah. Now the Gemara goes back to comment, what was the case that Rav and Rav Yechanan had a dispute? The loshen of the Gemara, about the eight, nine lines from the bottom of lamad aleph, after the two dots was, itmar, nidash and nensa v'tovla. What do you mean, nensa v'tovla? What do the words mean? Means somebody pushed her into the mikveh. Another woman pushed her into the mikveh. So the other, she didn't want to go, and the other woman wanted her to go to the mikveh to become tahira. So the other woman's kavana is good. You know, the halacha doesn't require, let's say you're going to be toivel the beged. So the beged has to have kavana. The beged is not a human being. So when a person is toivel the beged in the mikveh, the kavana of the person, according to that tana, Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, you need kavana. You need kavana not of the beggar who's being tovel, kavana of someone who's pushing into the mikveh. So if a woman pushes another woman into the mikveh, so the kavana of the one who's pushing her is good. So the Gemara is hechi dami nidush nensa v'tovla. What do the words mean, nensa? Ileima, if you should say, the on sachavato v'adbala, the woman herself didn't want to go to the mikveh. Let's say a child is tameh, and the parents want the child to be tar. So the parent, the mother is going to push the child in the mikveh. The child is fighting back. So, but they need everybody to be tar. The kid is going to touch all the furniture in the house, going to touch all the food, all the plates, everything. Going to touch the parents, going to make everybody tummy. So they're going to be makbel the child. So the Gemara says, another woman pushed one woman into the mikveh, she was makbel her. So the Gemara says, so that should be good l'chala days. Why is that going to be a machlek? It's Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. Kavana de chavata, kavana ma'ayasehi. That's perfect. You don't need kavana of the one who's being typed, like just like you don't need kavana of the beged. Whoever is matpal, it is good. V'od, not only is it good for labayla, it's good for truma also. V'truma nami achla. We have a mishnah, disnan, achareshes. Let's say a woman is a man, you say, chereshay to the cotton. What if a woman is a chareshes, a deaf mute, in the days of the Tanaim, a deaf mute would be retarded. Chevish always means retarded, and Sheita means deranged. So Charesh is today, a person is deaf mute, you can communicate with them, you can educate them. So many Paschim say that today a deaf mute doesn't have, it's not a din, a person has a mum. Chevish and a Charesh means a retarded person. That's a labardas. So Charesh is, v'hashoita, let's say she's married and she has to go to mikveh every month. Or asuma, a woman is blind, she can't see. Oh, she nitra fadaito, she's out of her mind. So the din is, imesh lahem pikchais, if there's a woman, a pikachas means a normal, doesn't mean a genius. And Yiddish you say pikach means a person who's a big genius. In Hebrew, pikach just means nishken shaita. A pikach means a normal person. So if there's a healthy woman, nisakten soisam, they're going to make bedikas on this woman to make sure that she has shivanikim and that she's able to know chatzitzes and so on. So if there's a bikachas, misakt and sosim, preparing the woman, the din is achlas betruma. You're allowed to give this, if she's married to a kohen, if she's a bas kohen, you can give a truma. Aye, but tefillah for truma certainly needs kavana. That's a mishnah chagig, you need kavana. So the answer, you don't need kavana of the woman who's being tevila, as long as you have kavana of the one who's being matbalar. That's good enough. So what does it mean? Nidash and nensa v'tavla. It can't mean that someone pushed her into the mikveh. Someone pushed her in order to be tovel her. It's good l'chala days. So why is that a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan? And for the Gemara, no. What it means is Amar Apop, the pshat is that she was walking on the bridge, and she fell off, and she slipped, and she's wearing loose clothing, no chatzitza, she fell into the river, so there was no kavanas tvila at all. That's what I mean, nensa. She fell into the mikvah, b'li kavana. Amram Nosen, Amram Papa, so the case is like this. Lireb Nosen, going back again, the parallel between shchita and tvila and mikvah. So Rab Nosen says you don't need kavana at all. As long as it's by shchita, you need kohar gavra, but you don't need kavana at all. So if the woman fell into the river, Lagamre, she wasn't even interested, she didn't want to go swimming in the river. She fell into the river. Bali Kavana Lagamre, so just like Rav Nosson says, that's good for Shchita, so that would be good for Tvila and Mikvah also. So that's what the case is. And Omer Al, that's the Machloikis, Rav and Rav Yechon, we pass like Rav. Li Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, what's the case? Noflam and Agesher. She fell off of her bridge. There was no Kavana to go into the water at all. Li Rabbanon, if you make the parallel between Tvila and Mikvah, and the Shchita, so the Rabbanon said that by Shchita you need at least Kavanas Chaticha Simar. You don't need Kavana that the Shchita should be Matir Bachila, but you have to have Kavana that you're cutting the neck. So by the Tvila and the Mikveh, that Rab says you don't need Kavana, if you would hold like the we Paschal like Rab Nosson, that Shchita does need Kavana at all, and the Tvila and the Mikveh does need Kavana also. Even Noflam and Agesher, she fell off the bridge, also good. If you would have held like Rab Nosson, if you would have held like the Rabbanon, that you need a fundamental, a little bit of kavana, kavanas chaticha siman. Then by tvila you would make the parallel. You would say she yored al hoker. She went into the river in order to cool off a little bit, and then she slipped. So she wanted to go. There was a little kavana. She wanted to go swimming in the river. She wanted to go cool off, and then she fell in, and she was tayva legamre. So that's the machlekes. So we paskin by shchita and by tvila in the mikveh. We paskin you don't need kavana. You don't need kavana. That's a shaila. What if in Yeriday in Hilchas Shchita, so the Maharshal comes up with a chiddush? What if you shech the behema proper shchita and you no kavana at all to the din of his mutter? What if you had kavana lehepach? I'm shechting the animal. I want the davka should not be kosher. I want the davka should not be kosher. So the Maharshal came up with a chiddush. You have kavana lehepach, so it's not mutter b'achila. Let's say a woman goes to the mikveh. She has bedavka kavana. Should be not be matel lebailo. So the same thing, even though you don't need kavana, but if you have kavana lehepach, that makes it worse. That's very questionable. So they got on the side of the Yerideya, they quote this from the Marshal. If you have kavana lehepach, then it's worse. It's questionable, so the Paskim discuss it. Does it make sense or not? By mitzvahs, it makes sense. By mitzvahs, there's a machloikas in the Gemara, Tanoim and Amaroim, where the mitzvah sichas kavana. So there, most of the Rishonim say, or if the person has kavana lehepach, kavana shalolot says, he has beferish kavana, he doesn't want to be yotze. So he can't say you force a mitzvah on him. How can you say he's yotze the mitzvah? He doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah. How can you say he has a mitzvah bal korcha? But over here, by a matir, if the halacha says he don't need kavana for the shchita and for the tefillah, so why should it make it worse? Because he had kavana lehepach. So the mashal made a tzushtel between mitzvahs and shchita and tefillah and mikveh. And the others are not so convinced that it makes sense. Here it's not talking about being yotze mitzvah. It's talking about just, is it a matter? So it should be a matter, even kavana lehe.
Yeah, because if you say it doesn't need kavana, so whether either pro or con, the kavana doesn't play a role.
Pashtus says it shouldn't make a difference. Even kavana against it shouldn't make a difference, yeah. So that's the chiddush of the marshal, that's very questionable. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to have a tushtel, and this machlokes Rav Nosson Nachachomim, whether shchita needs kavana or not. They need even a fundamental kavana chaticha simanim. Gemara says el chapan afkemina for hilchas paraduma. We already had a little bit of this. There are two dinim by paraduma that the Gemara is going to be, Rav is going to be working with over here. The one din is v'shachat oisa lefanov. You have to shech the paraduma oisa levado. You should only shech one paraduma at a time. So let's say there are so many Tamei Mesim, and we ran out of Eifa Parah. We want to make two Paradumas. So why should I shecht one and then shecht the other one? I'll have the two next to each other, and I'll shecht, but I have a long knife, a sharp long knife, and I'll shecht two Paradumas at the same time. So the Gemara said, that's possible even b'dieved. You learn that from the Pasuk. V'shachat oisa lefanu, oisa levad, you can't shecht two Paradumas. What if I shecht, one is a Paraduma, one is a Behemas Chulin? The other one is not a Paraduma, one is a Behemas Chulin. So the Gemara says one could have argued the point and said, "V'shachat oisa" means you shouldn't shecht two paradumas at the same time, but one is a paraduma, one is a behemas chulin, one could have perhaps thought that that wouldn't pass on the paraduma. So the Gemara says, no, toigaychid nish. If he shecht the paraduma and at the same time he shecht the behemas chulin, so the paraduma is possible. So that's only by bedvar mamurim, Rabbi says, if the chulin, the behemas chulin that you shechted, was a proper shechita. So what if I didn't even realize it? I'm minding my own business, I'm shechting, tell me shech the paraduma. I didn't notice, I don't know how you can not notice, he didn't notice there's another behemah next to it, and as he's fiddling back and forth on the paraduma, he shechts the behemah's chulin also. But he didn't have kavanas, chatichas imanu at all. So according to the Chachamim, the Reb Nosson, the other one is an avela, because he didn't even have kavanas chatichas imanu. So then the paraduma is kosher, because he didn't have. Because if Shachatoysa Levado, he didn't shech the other one. He shechted the paraduma, he had kavana. The other one, he didn't even realize that it was there. So this wouldn't pass the paraduma. But since we pass him like Rab Nosson, that Shechit Haschulan and it's Tzvicha Kavana, you don't even need kavanas Chaticha Simonim. And it is Kerach Kabra, he's fiddling back and forth, he's doing it. So the way we pass him, the paraduma would be possible. Because since the Shechit Haschulan is kosher, because Shechit and it's Tzvicha Kavana, so lemaisa he shechted the paraduma and he shechted another animal. So that's the one psul of shechet oisol levada. Then there's another din. If you misasik in the paraduma and you do another malacha at the same time, doesn't necessarily have to do with the paraduma. Doesn't have to be dafke shechita. Let's say he's smart. He's a brilliant guy, a genius, and he can do things with the both hands at the same time. So with the right hand he's shechting the paraduma, and the left hand he's sending a message to his wife, texting his wife. So that would also pass on the paraduma. But that if you do another malacha simultaneously with the paraduma, it passes the paraduma. That's only if you had kavana to do the other pu'ula, the other malacha. But if you didn't have kavana for the other malacha, then it doesn't pass. So that's what the Gemara is going to. We're working with two different psulim. By karbonis, we had the dinner ready. By karbonis also, it says tiz bachu hu liritzanchem. It says when you bring a karb mishlamim liritzanchem tiz bachu hu in the singular. So the Gemara says you should only shech one carbon at a time. You shouldn't shech two karbonis simultaneously. But Tosis pointed out from the Gemara, b'diyevet if you did from the Mishnah, b'diyevet if you shech two karbonis at the same time will be kosher. But by paraduma, it's mochama. Paraduma, there are two psulim. There's one psul, if you oisik in another malacha, with one hand he's texting, the other hand he's shechting the paraduma, that passes the paraduma. But if he's not doing the other activity, the kavana, that doesn't pass the mitam malacha. But if he shechts two behemoths simultaneously, that passes even if he didn't have kavana for the shechita. But that's only provided that the shechita and the behemoths chulim will be kosher. So that will depend on Rav Nosson and the Chacham. So that's where Rav, after he went through this whole sugya, so he came up with this nafkemina ledina. So he says, shochat pora. He's shechting a pora duma intentionally. V'shochat behemach eres himo'ah. And he has in mind, he hasn't zin, he's shechting the both behemoths at the same time. Dibi hakol psula. Beile Rav Nosson, beile Rabban is no good. Because that's the person. V'shochat oisa levada. You can't shech two behemoths. Even though they're not both paradumas, the one is a paraduma, the other one is a behemas chulin, so that's a chiddush. One could have argued with Rava that it's only a psul if you're shechting two paradumas, so that's Rava's chiddush. But what if nishchata behemach eres imo? He's only interested in shechting paraduma, but accidentally someone put another behemah next to it. Accidentally, he happens to shech the other behemah, so you can't passel the paraduma because he was also get another malacha. Simultaneously, he didn't have intention for the other malach. If he's texting to someone else, he had intention for that. So malach acheres passes. He can't pass him mitam malach acheres. So the only psul can be v'shachat oisa levada if he shechted another animal at the same time. So that depends on the machlegs of nasa nachachom, whether the shechit on the other behemas chulin will be valid on that. So that's what he says. Li Reb Nosson, the way we pass him like Reb Nosson. For a psul of behemah kshera, since the shechita and the behemah schulin is kosher, so the paraduma will be pasul because of the pasul v'shachat oisol levada. He can't shecht another animal simultaneously with the paraduma. But like the rabbanon, if the din would have been like the rabbanon, but it isn't. The din, if he would have accepted the shechita of the chachamim, that the shechita of the chulin needs kavanas chaticha simonim, and he never had kavanas chaticha simonim, so the shechita was not chal on the chulin. and he only had kavana to shech the paradum. So the paradum will be kosher, and the behemas chulim will be nevela. The rabbana parak shere and behema psula. So that's Rabbi's chiddush. That's what he summed up after he learned the whole machloekes of nasin lachamim by shchita. So he said lchapan afkemine by paradum. Figmar pshita. What did he discover? America. It's elementary. He put two and two together. You get four. What's the chiddush here? Zag the Gemara, no, it is a shtickle chiddush. Nishchata behem acheres le'ab nosin et zvichale. No, it is a chiddush. Salka daiter hamina, one might have argued, v'shachat oisa levado, amrachman v'le oisa v'chavato. If he's shechting two paradumas, v'echi domi, kigon sheshochet shtei paras v'hadi adadi. If they designated two paradumas, then you have to shech them separately. You can't shech them simultaneously. Abo behem aduchulin. But if he shechts a behemas chulin together with a paraduma, Ema, I might have said, loy. Maybe one could argue and point and say that's not included in the gzeres hakosav, shochat oisa levada. So that's kamash malon. Rabbi did say chiddush. When Rabbi summed up the whole sugya, he threw in a chiddush that the pasuk that passes if you shecht another animal with the paraduma doesn't only mean two paradumas, even if you shecht a behemas chulin also. Then Rabbi ends off with another statement. What if Chotach dalas imo? He's shechting the paraduma with the right hand, and then he's chopping some vegetables with the left hand. So he's doing another malacha simultaneously. So that's divrei hakol psula. Everybody agrees. If you do, if you oisig b'malacha acher simultaneously, the paraduma is post. But if nechtach dalas imo, he's cutting a paraduma and shechting a paraduma, and as he's shechting, he didn't realize that the knife is chopping up some vegetables on the side, but he didn't have intention for that at all. So this is not shchita. This is not totally in machlekes of nasan nachachamim. We're not talking about shchita. We're talking about chopping vegetables. So you can't passel over here. You can't passel the paraduma because of the shachatoy. So you can't shech too. Here it'll only be passel because of he was oisik b'malach acheres simultaneously. Oisik b'malach acheres only if he had in zin, only if he had in mind for the other malach. So nechtecha dalasima, if it happened to get cut, dirakol ksheva. All the Tanaim would agree that the paraduma is kosher there, because the psul can only be because Oisik b'malach acheres. Oisik b'malach acheres is only if he had that in mind. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi explains the Pashup Shat and the Gemara.
Did the Indian of mitzvahs chavilas come in at all? Because you're doing two things, and that's you shouldn't be doing. Like, we have a saita, you shouldn't have two saitas drinking at the same time.
I mean, what do I need a pasuk to say you can't shech two paradumas simultaneously? It should be chavilas, chavilas. You're right. Chavilas, chavilas means l'chatchili, you're not allowed to do that. But for the Eved, if you did two mitzvahs simultaneously, you would be, I'd say, both. Here the pasuk means that it's even possible for the Eved. It's even possible to be even.
This whole discussion is very theoretical. I mean, a paraduma, that's like a jewel.
Yeah. It's never going to happen in 1,000 years. So all these cases. The Gemara talks about theoretical cases that never come up. Yeah. Chavilas, chavilas is Nogel Halach. I was just at Shever Brochas on Sunday night for some friends of ours. So the meaning usually is when it comes to the benching at a Shever Brochas, they fill up two cups. They use one cup for the benching, then they use the second cup for the Shever Brochas after the benching. So the Magen Avraham quotes this from the Prisha, that you should fill up both cups. Use one cup for the benching and one cup for the Shabbat. So he thinks that he's wrong. He thinks that's a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. He thinks that you cut up. Fill up one cup and use it for the benching. And after you finish benching, then you fill up the second cup. Why filling up two cups? You want to do the mitzvahs, mass production, to save time. That's exactly what you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to spend time doing mitzvah. You shouldn't try to do mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You shouldn't try to do the mitzvahs mass production in order to get rid of them quicker, in order to save time. Magen Avraham asked the kasha, when we have Kriyas HaTorah, let's say on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos Chanukah, so you learn from two Sifrei Torah, sometimes you learn from three Sifrei Torah. So we take out both Sifrei Torah at the same time. So that's the question. You should really take out one Sifrei Torah. When you finish, you should put it away and then take out the second Sifrei Torah. You take out two Sifrei Torah bevasachas in order to save time later, so that should be a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. So we assume over there that's Techa de Tzibur. The whole Tzibur is involved over there. But by filling up the cup after the benching, there's not such a great Techa de Tzibur. Not everybody finishes the benching at the same time anyway. So whoever finishes the benching first should fill up the second cup after the benching.
I have 50 grandchildren. So everybody's saying Techa de Tzibur.
Well, by bris. By bris, yeah.
So it's a tilcher. What's a tilcher?
Yeah.
Because we had a two hefsek between the first, the second, the third.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Shulchan Aruch was, and the big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether you should bedafke, have them all lined up, and the moel should only say one brach ala mila, do the first mila, the second mila, the third mila. Or no, you should do each one separately, do the first mila and say all the brachas. Then have a hapsoke. Then do the second mila and say all the brachas all over again. Do the third mila. Each time, each one do separately. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Is it better to do like this, to be memayit in the brachas? It's better, there shouldn't be a violation of chavilas chavilas. So that's a big machlaikas.
But to have three different
mylam. Yeah, you have three mylam? Yeah. Of Geret, okay. Yeah. Then yeah. For sure you say bro. Right. Three brachas. Yeah.
Well, I have the twins as grandchildren. One finishing and is a hafsak, and we didn't do it together.
So what they do?
They did one, and then finished the lap, then the next one comes.
I mean, they said all the brachas, and they had a pause in between. Yeah, that's most do like that. Most do like that. You have a hafsak in between. Yeah, I also have twin grandchildren. So my son-in-law said a dvar Torah in between the first bris and the second bris. A short dvar Torah. Okay, the next Mishnah has the famous din of Shehiyah. Yeah, next Mishnah is a din of Shehiyah. So we know there's a din of Shehiyah, let's say when you recite Kriya Shema, you shouldn't have too long a pause. In Shema Nesrei, Mikra Megillah, Kriya Shofar, you want the second, any mitzvah that takes a long time, so you shouldn't have a pause of an hour in the middle of the mitzvah, or the second half won't be mitzvah to the first day. The chatchila for sure, you shouldn't be shoya. And but yevid, there's a machlekes, what's the din of shoya kadei ligmar skul? So let's say, in Shulchan Aruch they have the shoya, let's say they read the Megillah, and up to mamish, the last pasuk in the Mikra Megillah. Then they say, tonight's the last night to say Kiddush Lavana, we'd only have 5 minutes left to bed, everybody should run, everybody runs out of the shul, and they all say, not supposed to be mapsik in the middle of Megillah. Everybody runs out, they all say Kiddush Levana. Then they all come back in. And there was such a long pause, they could have finished the last pasuk already. The last pasuk doesn't take so long to read. So the Gemara said, that's not called Shor Kedei Ligmar Skula. Even though you're holding by the last pasuk, Shor Kedei Ligmar Skula means you pause so long, could have done from the beginning to the end. You could have read the whole Megillah from the beginning. The whole Megillah from the beginning to the end, that takes 45 minutes. Even if you learn quickly, that takes a while. That takes a while. So here also, by Shechita, if you shecht and you pause in the middle, then you continue to shecht. So it's not, how much time would it take to finish the Shechita and you pause? No. How much time would it take to do Shechita from the beginning to the end? Huh? Yeah, to do the whole Shechita, not from now to the end. So that's, the Gemara is going to make that clear. So the Mishnah says, the fellow's in the middle of the shechita, nafla sakin, he dropped the knife, vihigbiha, then he picks up the knife. Or, he's in the middle of shechita and his pants fall down, nafla kelov, his clothing, his talus falls down, his jacket falls on the floor. He stops the shechita, he picks up the jacket, vihigbihan, and then he continues the shechita. So he paused in the middle. Otherwise, we don't understand, why did the Meshuggah going to pause in the middle of the shechita? So I said, because the knife fell on the floor, because his clothing fell on the floor. Or, hishchizas asakin, he sharpens the knife. He starts to shecht. He sees that the knife is dull. It doesn't have any pegimus, but he wants to have a sharper knife. So in the middle of the shechita, he stops. He pauses, and he sharpens the knife. And then, va'off, he gets so exhausted because he had to work hard when he was sharpening the knife. Gets so exhausted, so bochaver v'shochet. So someone else comes, calls another shechet, you finish. So there was quite a pause. He sharpened the knife, and then he got exhausted, and then asked the other shechet to take over. So im shor kedei shechita, if he paused so long that you could have done a whole shechita from the beginning to the end, doesn't mean how much time would it take shor kedei ligmar skula from now to the end. It means the amount of time that he could have done a whole shechita from the beginning to the end. Psula, that's the din of shehiyah. That's one of the chamish ilcha shechita. That's called shehiyah. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon amer im shor kedei bikur. What is it? Bikur means bedikas hasaken. The meaning used to be, the din was in the days of Gemara, Mishim Kvaru Shal Chacham, that the Shechet has to check the knife, make sure it has no beginnings, then he showed the knife to the Tamachach, to the local Tamachach. So Reb Shimon says, his Mekel, it's only called Shia to pass and make it in a Vela, if he paused so long that he would have been able to do the whole Shechita from the beginning to the end, and you could have shown the knife to the local Orthodox rabbi. local rabbi lives 25 minutes away. What do you mean? The Gemara is going to ask, it depends where the rabbi lives. What kind of a shear is that? The Gemara says, no. It means he paused the amount of time it would take to shech the whole animal from the beginning to the end. And if the shechet is, the shechet would be boidik to sakan. Not a bikur chochma, show it to the rabbi. And wherever the rabbi lives. No. And the shechet means a little more time. It's not enough. That's not enough to be called shehiyah. The amount of time it takes to shech the whole animal. Shech the animal and to be biting the second as well. That's the machlokes
hatanai. You could say on the keeper that the friend Godel used to shech pot, right?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently with a very slight shear. There wasn't a shock to the ligma skula. Yeah, we're machma shear mashahu. We'll have to discuss why. We're machma shear mashahu.
Rashi would be good.
Shear. Yeah, according to Taisa, shear be made basa is not a problem at all. According to Rashi, it'd be a problem. So it has to be he was shoyer less than the shear. He was shoyer less than the shear. Yeah. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? Shor kidei shchita. What does that mean? So that's what the Gemara means. Amar Rav kidei shchita is bein macheres. It doesn't mean he was shoyer the amount of time that it would take to complete the shchita. No. Like by Mikra Megillah, it doesn't mean how much time it would take to finish. How much time it would take to read the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end. So here also. If you show you could be shchitas be macheres, to shech from the beginning to the end. So now the Gemara has a shayla. The din of shehiya, the chomish hilcha shchita, the shehiya is a din both by shchitas oifis and by shchitas behemis. The shchita soif, the oif is much smaller than a behemoth. It takes much more time to shech the behemoth. Yomar wants to know, Armi lei Rav Kana Rav Asi le Rav, the two Talmidim of Rav asked him, when you're shechting an oif, is it kadesh shchita's behemoth le behemoth oif le oif, which is going to be a chumra for oif? Because oif, the shear shear is going to be much less than the shear shear for behemoth. Oy dilma, or perhaps I should say, af behemoth le oif. Maybe the shear shear is a fixed shear. The amount of time that it takes to shecht an animal, and that shear applies even if you're shechting a knife, even if you're shechting a chicken. So they asked Rav, what's the din? So he says, when I learned Yerideya by my uncle, by Rav Chiya, I wasn't lahav amalahu. So Rav tells his students, lahavid bedichna bey bechavivi. Chavivi means my uncle. I wasn't in such a good relations with my uncle, the Ishailei. I was listening to the shiurim, but I wasn't so close with him that I should have the ability to ask. I never asked. He said he never asked his uncle. When he learned chulin with his uncle, he never asked. So Allah Chalamai said, what's the din? What's the shiur shehir for oif? Is it the smaller shiur or the bigger shiur? The Gemara says, amachlokes. Itmar, what's the din? Amar Rav kadei shchitas behem of the behem of oif loaf. Rav says, I never asked my uncle, so I better go l'chumer. So he goes l'chumer, the shiur shehir for oif is a smaller shiur than the shear shear for behemoth. Shchitas oif loif is much less. And Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel amafila behemoth loif, you're mekel. It's one fixed time for shehiyah, the amount of time it takes to shech the behemoth, and that's the shear shear for oifis as well. The chen ki yosei ravin am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, so every so often some of the talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan would arrive in Bavel and they would tell over dinning for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said the same as Shmuel. When Rav and Shmuel learned in Eretz Yisrael by Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, they were all together with Rabbi Yochanan, they were all classmates. But then Rabbi Yochanan remained behind, and he headed the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi passed away. And Rav and Shmuel went to Bavel. So Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said the same as Shmuel, I feel a behem alive, he can be mekel. I feel a behem alive. Rabbi Chananya Omar, he adds on a little bit more, Kidei Shiyavi behem acheres, the yishchot. It's not just how long does it take to shecht? You have to add on a little bit. That's too short an amount of time. The amount of time that it would take if you would bring an animal, sounds like you'll bring an animal from New Jersey to the slaughterhouse in New York, and then you'll shecht. What do you mean? So that if there's a traffic jam, what do you mean the amount of time it takes to bring a baby? What does that mean? Feg di gemar, yavi. To bring a filah me'alma, where are you bringing the behemoth from? What does it mean? Masata devarach al hashiurim. So it doesn't make any sense. It's always going to be a different shear. The slaughterhouse is here. Where are you going to bring the behemoth from? Then he says you have a longer time. Amar papa, no. All he meant to say was another 3 minutes. it's not enough. Shir is not the not only the amount of time it takes to shear the behema. If the behema is standing here in the slaughterhouse, so the common practice is you pick the behema up and you turn it upside down on the ground and you shecht over here. Strictly speaking, the din is you can shecht, you can, the animal can be standing like this with its head down, you can shecht from the bottom up. We learned it earlier in the first pair. And you're not choshish for drasa, you're not afraid the animal will push its head down and it'll be a dras. Strictly speaking, it's muta. But that's not the common practice, not like that. The common practice is you pick the behema up, you turn it on its back, and you have somebody hold the head, and then the shechet shechts the from the neck down. So this Rabbi Hananya adds on, what does it mean? Was Amar Papa Amedes Lahatalika Binayu? Rabbi Hananya added on, the animal is here in front of us. The amount of time it would take to turn the animal upside down, put it on the floor, and then to shecht it, so that's another 3 minutes. And Shmuel said no. Shmuel said Kedei Shechitas Behema LeBehema. Rabbi Shmuel said Kedei Shechita, not. Not the amount of time, not the extra 3 minutes to turn the animal upside down. Sure. So how do we paskam by this? Of liof? Are we machmesh kedei shchitas of liof? Or are we mekel kedei shchitas behema liof? So the Gemara says, Amri b'mara, that's the ikum, our Papa says, Amedes lahat ikuminayim, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel on the one hand and Rabbi Hananya on the other hand. Rabbi Shmuel say, kedei shchitas Kedei Shechita, the amount of time it takes to do the whole Shechita from the beginning to the end. And this Rav Hananya added on the amount of time it would take to turn the animal upside down, another 3 minutes, and to do the Shechita. So that's the Ikum Minayim. That's the difference between Rav Hananya on the one hand, Rav Shmuel on the other. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amri b'marav mishmei de Rabbi Yosef Rav Hanina. In Eretz Yisrael they used to say the name of Rabbi Yosef Rav Hanina. What's the Shir Shia? Kadesh Yag Behenali Yarbitzeno. That's the same as Rav Hananya said. You add on another 3 minutes, the amount of time to pick up the animal, turn it out, turn it on its back, and shecht it upside down. The Yishchait, and what amount of time? All the animals are the same. You have one fixed amount of times after name. Daka the Daka, the Gasa the Gasa. When you shecht sheep, sheep and goats are skinnier. As opposed to big steers, big cows, they're much bigger. Oaf is even tinier than a goat and a sheep. So he says, so this Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina in Eretz Yisrael, they said over his name, he holds Yag Behenel Yarbitzeno, you have the extra 3 minutes of Rabbi Hananya added on, and also the Yishcha Daka the Daka the Gasa the Gasa, every animal is different. It's not one fixed shear shear for all animals, every animal is different. So how
the same in one category.
Huh?
The same in one category, though. Daka and Gasa would be different shear.
He says it's different, right?
Yeah.
It's not one shear for all animals. No, the Daka has one shear and the Gasa has another shear. So the Rambam quotes this. The tiny letter above, they say the Rambam quotes Daka the Daka, the Gasa the Gasa. It's not one fixed shear. So the Pella is that the Rambam says, Kadesh Chitas Behema La'oif. How can it be Behema La'oif? If it's daka la daka gasa la gasa, it should be off li off. If every animal, the shear shear depends on how long it would take to shecht this animal, and even though they're both animals, behemoths, this is a behema gasa, this is a behema daka, so behema gasa depends how long would it take to shecht the behema gasa. And behema daka is less, how much time would it take to shecht the daka, so oi for sure should be less. It's a, and gasa in a different animal. So the Rambam goes ahead and he says, no, behema la oif. It's the chapela, how can it be behema la oif? So all the noisy kelim has that kash. So the tzlach, the Nevi Yehuda has svarim on the Gemara that are called tzion the nefesh chay. I think I forgot already. Chay was his mother, wife. His mother.
So
he wanted to memorialize his mother, so he dedicated the sefer in memory of his mother. That's what he writes. Tzion. It's not tzion. He was a Zionist, but that has nothing to do with the sefer. Tzion the nefesh chay. It's a tzion and maskeres for his mother. Like the Sefer Megillas Esther, the commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it was written by a man whose mother died. He writes as he's going to print his mother, Esther died, so he wants to memorialize his mother, so he called the Sefer Megillas Esther. And Chavis Yor also, his mother's name was Chavis, his name is Yor. So he is Chavis Yor. He's Chavis on Yor. So he called the Sefer. So the Shul is Chavis Yor. The difference from named after their mother. So the Tzlach has very little on Chulin. He has on brachas, he has on beitza, he has very little on. He has on this peladik eramam. He has a fantastic pshat. If he's right, then it's a fantastic pshat. He says the Rambam paskins daka la daka, gasa la gasa. But the machlekes before behema loif, you misunderstood it, Zokta. Everybody agrees off liof. An off is much easier to shech than a daka. A daka is easier to shech than a gasa. The shayla behema loif is an under shayla. When you shech the behem, you have to shech the kana and the veshet. So it takes longer. Not only does it take longer because the animal is so fat and the chicken is so skinny, but it takes longer because you have to shech the kana and the veshet. And by off, you only have to shech one oif, one simon, either the kana or the veshet. So the machlek is before behema la'oif or oif la'oif, that's a different machlek. Avada off li'oif. But the shayla is the amount of time that it takes to shech both simonim in the off, about the time that it takes to shech one simon in the off. So the Raman paskins kedei behema la'oif. Avadi holds off li'oif, but it means the amount of time that it would take to shech the kana and the veshet of the off. Why? But you don't have to shech both; it's enough with one. So that we already learned before. Tosis explained there was one opinion in the beginning of the second perek that by off you don't have an option to shech either the kana or the veshet. One opinion, we don't pass like that. There was one opinion in the first half, only the veshet. You have to shecht only the veshet. Why? Because when you shecht, just like when you're shechting a behemoth, if you shecht roiv of the kone, roiv of the veshet, so I say ruba kukuloi, it's considered as if the shechit is chal on the whole simon. So when you shecht one simon in the oif, either the kone or the veshet, it's considered as if the shechit is chal on both. So one opinion of the Gemara was, no, that's only if you shecht the veshet. The veshet has more chiyus than the kone. So one opinion, we don't pass like that, one opinion was, you can't shecht the kana on the yof, you have to shecht tapke the veshet, and then it's considered that it's chalam bot. And then we had, so we don't pass like that, but then we had a din of ikur, Tosis on earlier, daf ches, I think, daf tes. So Tosis pointed out, Tosis said that if the kana or the veshet is detached on the top, where it's supposed to be attached to the jaw, so when you shecht the simen, that's okur, so the shechita is not valid, it will be an avail. So what if the kana is detached and I shecht the veshet? And the veshet is detached and I shechted the kana. So I did the shechit on the simon, that is good. So Tosis quotes a tosefta that it's no good. Tosis quoted a gemara, they quoted a tosefta. That it's no good. When you shecht the kana or the veshet in the yof, it's considered, you only shecht roiv of the kana, roiv of the veshet, considered as if the shechita was chal on both the kana and the veshet. So if one of them is nekam im koma, one of them is detached, where it's supposed to be attached on top, the whole shechita is going to be nevela. So that was the deal in the Gemara. Since the shechita by the off has to be chal on both simonim, you don't have to shech both, but it's considered as if it's chal on both, like Ruba Kukula is considered as if it's chal on all. So when you shech simon echad, it's considered in the off as if you shech the both. So maybe when you're calculating how much time is the shia shia by off, you measure off li'off. You don't measure behema li'off. Behema takes much more time. But maybe you measure the amount of time that it would take to shecht the both simonim in the oof. If that's what the Rambam said, at least we know what he said. Okay? He paskins behem liyof. He doesn't mean behem liyof. It means of liyof, but it means two simonim, not one simon. The question is that what it means in the Gemara? Is that what it means in the Rambam? Sosum. It's an ingenious solution to the problem, if it's true. If that's what the Gemara meant, that's what the Rambam meant, and it's marvelous. The only question is that everybody wonders, it's a little too good to be true. They don't think that that's what the words mean in the Gemara. So the Rambam is a pella. They can't believe it. How can he say it? He passes daka la daka, gasa la gasa. They're both behemoths. And still, daka is the shear to shef the daka, gasa is bigger. So of should be liof, of should be mochama. Why does it say behema liof? That's the pella de Rambam.
They'll find a new manuscript that has the right text.
Okay. We'll be thrilled if we find a manuscript that has a better text. We'll be happy. Ishtaka look, and now they have the new editions of the Ram. They have all the kisveya. Yeah. This Gemara we learned already. Tosis quoted Amar Rava. Rava says, what if the guy has a knife that's not so sharp, a dull knife, and it's fiddling. It takes him an hour and a half till he shechts. It keeps on shechting. So he said, Rabbi said, there's no shahir. Yeah. He didn't do any shahir. Shahir is only, if you stop shechting for a few minutes, for 10 minutes in the middle, then you pick up. But if he keeps on shechting, a shech b'sakon ro'ah means a poor, it's not sharp. It has no pigimas, but it's not sharp. So it takes him a long time. Even if it takes all day long, shaver. That's an exaggeration. He's going to be shechting too long, the animal's going to drop dead in the middle. So the shechita won't be good. But he means there's no din of shehir. He didn't do any shehir. Boy Rava, so Rava had a suffix. What's the din shehir? It's ma'ushayit starfu. What if, let's say the shehir shehir is 5 minutes. So he shechts and he pauses for 3 minutes. Then he continues to shecht and he pauses for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So if you add up 3 and 3, that's more than 5 minutes. But he didn't do it in one shot. He will show you a little bit now, then he will show you a little bit later. So what's the din? She is Mount Sheet Starfum. Yeah. Frag Bigmar Batif Shaday Medide. He just said, if you shecht all day long, it takes you hours and hours, so it says it's not a problem. Why? Isn't he pausing in the middle? He keeps on pausing. 5 seconds, another 5 seconds, another 5 seconds. Add up all the pauses. It's going to add up to the, it'll add up to the 5 minutes. So can't you tell from the first din that Rav said, Shech B'Sakan Ra, Kol Hayom Kula is good? You see, the shias are not mitzvah. Tip shalay mididay. Let Rava be patient. His own shayla from the memory that he himself said. Everything my name. Hasan b'loisha. No, Rava's talking, fiddling back and forth. He was never shy even for a second. Keeps on fiddling. There's nothing to add up. There were no shias, and he had a suffix. If you were shy 3 minutes now, 3 minutes later, and the shia, let's say for argument's sake is 5 minutes, does it add up or not? The Gemara has such a suffix by chometz. He mixed, but it's a totally different shayla. The lashon is the same. She is my starfu, but here is a shayla of halacha. There, it's a shayla metzias. If you mix flour with water and let it sit for half an hour, so then it's going to turn into chametz. But if you keep on kneading, keep on squeezing it, keep on doing hisaskos, it's not going to turn into chametz. So the Gemara says a shayla: what if he lets the flour with the water sit for 15 minutes? And then he starts kneading. Then he lets it sit for another 15 minutes. But that don't any hisaskas. So do you say you add up the 15 minutes from before and the 15 minutes from later, and you add a shia of 30 minutes, so it became chametz or not? So that's a chemical suffix. That's a suffix in materials and chemistry. Because the din is that chimutz is a chemical process. When you have flour with water and it rises, so that's a materials in chemistry. And if you don't have chameshes mini dogon, then it's not called chimas, then it's called sirchan. It's a different chemical reaction. So that's a suffix in chemistry. But this is not a suffix in chemistry. This is a suffix in din. She is not, she is starful. She has a suffix. A suffix in shchita is l'chumer, because behema b'chaya, b'cheskesisere medes. Whenever you have a suffix in shchita, ishtalof nechazoka, so it's going to be nevela. Vaya rapuna b'ed reb nasan, that's the last suffix in hilchashia. What's a din shob b'mitzimana ma'o teiku? So Rashi has his famous pshat. Rashi says, I already finished the whole shechita. I shechted the right kanan, the right veshet. Everything is ready geshokten. Everything is kosher. If I leave it the way it is, everything is kosher. Then he picks up the knife and he goes to, he pauses for an hour. Then he goes in again to see if he bops the animal on the head, or if he cuts off a leg, or if he shoots it in the heart. So there's not going to be an availer. He shechted right kanan, right veshet. The shechita is fine. But what if he takes the knife and he continues to shecht? So he did a shehiyah, but it was already kosher geshechten. So Rashi learns that was the suffix in the Gemara. And Rashi holds that it's suffix deraisa lechumra. Rashi writes over here and earlier, this suffix by shob b'miyat simanim, chechlet b'miyat simanim, everything is a suffix deraisa. Rashi before said, a suffix deraisa lechumra. Some wanted to say, Rashi only meant it's a suffix midirabbanan on the level of the raisa. Rashi certainly agrees with the Tosefta that Tosis quoted. Once it's a very geshachten ruba, you can't declare that it's an avail. No, but Rashi, they all point out. Rashi said, b'feris, suffix the raisa l'chumer. Rashi learned that the Gemara suffix was a suffix on the level of the raisa. So the Tosis before on the previous daf, the long Tosis on Laman Amad Beis, Tosis quotes all the Balei Tosis, they didn't accept this Rashi. It can't be. That he does a shia if he shechted already, right kan and the right veshet. How can he make it in the veila? So Tosis gave other pshat, other miat kama, miat basra. Yeah. Halacha lemaisa, what is the shia shia? So by oifus, the din is if you have a chatzi kan a pogum. What's the shia shia by? What is the shechita by night? He needed the shecht kan or the veshet. So if he shecht the veshet, you have to shecht the roiv of the veshet. If you shecht the kana, you don't have to shecht the roiv of the kana. Let's say you have a knife that's walking around for the last 5 years with a chatzi kana pogum. Somebody an accident or someone cut the neck of the chicken and it's exactly halfway cut in. So it's only if it's what is it called? Psukas ha-gageris berubai. If the gageris is the kone, the windpipe, if the windpipe is cut 51%, slightly more than 50%, then it's a trefa. But it's only cut slightly less than 50%, or even exactly 50%, that's a chatzi kone pogum, half of the windpipe is cut open, so it's not a trefa, it's not a problem. So if you have a chicken with a chatzi kone pogum, all you have to do is take the knife and cut a mashahu. And that's the ganze shchita. So that's what the Rama is machmer, that shchitas oif li'oif, we're machmer shchita, not like the Rama wrote behema li'oif. Shchitas oif li'oif. So hamash is shchitas oif li'oif. So it's not kidei the amount of time that it takes to shech the veshet. We don't pass on like that opinion, that simen echad means you have to shech the veshet. We pass on it can shech the kone. It can shech the kone even if it's a chatzi kone pogum. So how long is it going to take to cut a mashu? It'll take a mashu of time. So that's why we're machmer that shchitas oifos a shia mashu would make it in the veil, because kadesh shchitas oif is that mashu the mashlam from the chatzi kana pogam they make it into a roiv kana.
Why don't they consider the kula as if it would start not just finishing off with the last half? Why does the time period should be doing the whole thing?
The whole thing is not doesn't have to be shchita. A goy can cut it. It can happen by itself. The beginning. It could have done a year ago. That's not part of the shchita. So the shchita only the shchita only consists of a mashahu to be mashlim from the chatzi kana pogum to the roif. So that's the Rama has that chumrah.
So if he cuts rov of the veshet and rov of the kana, and then he goes away for an hour, somebody and he comes back and he finishes it. So according to Rashi, it becomes nevela l'mafreya. Or just from that moment on.
Right, so that's what I mentioned, that there's a sefer called Eben Boichen, that the people along Yeredeya, it's printed in Europe, they would chazer, the Eben Boichen has funny questions, like a pchinas, like a sample tests that they have in all the different disciplines, chemistry, math, and everything. So the Eben Boichen asked all the funny questions on Yeredeya, to see that you, when you chazer, to make sure that you got it straight. So one of the questions that he asked is a tricky question, how do you have a hechitimtze, that the leg of the animal is kshera, and the whole animal is a nevela. How is that possible? So that's the answer. He shechted, then he cut off the leg, and then he continues to shech the rest. So the one who wrote that, Eben Boichen, works on the assumption that when you do a shiur b'mir basra, it's only a nevela mikan l'habo. And they all argue on that. They think it's not correct. Why should it become a nevela mikan l'habo? He finished the shechita already. The answer is no. If you shecht b'shehiya, so the shechita makes it a nevela. So the shechita began an hour ago. So it's a glory Muslim affair. The whole thing was a nevela from the very outset, not just mikan alaboy. Muslim affair. Everything was a nevela from the beginning. So that's a machlokes between the Eben Boichen and the Welt. The Welt says that he's wrong. That according to this chumra of Asher, it becomes a nevela l'mafrei. Yeah, there's the famous Shvera Rambam. The Rambam says. So the only answer that the only reasonable answer is that tzlach, it's a little too sharp. That's the question. Is that really what the Rama meant? Is that what the Gemara meant? And then the Rashi with the shia b'mir basra, Rashi shita, shia b'mir basra. Then the Gemara just explains what did the Tana Reb Shimon say in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon adds on, not just kedei shchita. Kedei shchita plus imshor kedei bikur, the amount of time it takes to shech the animal and to bring it to the rabbi to check the knife. So it depends where the rabbi lives, how close is he to the slaughterhouse. So that's what the Gemara is. My kedei bikur, what does he mean? Am Rabbi Yechanan kedei bikur shel chacham, the amount of time it would take to bring it to the rabbi, haven't checked it. So it depends how close the rabbi lives to the slaughterhouse. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? You know, the halacha always has to have a standard. He can't say that every case, it's a different din in every case. The halacha tries to objectify everything. Can't say every shchit is subjective. How close does the rabbi live to the slaughterhouse? And for the Gemara, could they be ketaba chacham? If the shochet himself is a chacham, so Reb Shimon adds on, Reb Shimon Baruch Hu, he says, "Kedei shchita plus like the other one said, another 3 minutes to pick the animal up and to turn it on its back upside down. And he says another 2 minutes, the amount of time it would take to check the knife. So he's adding on a kula, another 2 minutes. Okay. Now the Mishnah has interesting history here. Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshivov. Rabbi Yeshivov is one of the Asorah Harugei Malchus, I think. No? I think in the Machzor.
Huh? When you shave of a sofer?
I forgot already. Here the Shita Mukubetzis on the side tells you, Rashi says, the name appears in Divrei Yomim, and he tells you the correct pronunciation is Yeshivov. Usually you say Yeshivov, yeah. But in Divrei Yomim it says Yeshivov. Nobody pronounces it like that. So this unknown Tana wins out against Rabbi Akiva. The last line in the Mishnah, Yada Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, and the last line says, V'hodo lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave in that he made a mistake, and Rabbi Yeshivov is right. That what? When you shech the Behem, you have to shech the Kona and the Veshet. So let's say you shech the Kona. Rashi writes the Kona is on the outside and the Veshet is behind it. So normally when you shech the, you're going to cut the Kona first, then you're going to cut the Veshet second. So let's say he shechts the Kona properly, and then... and then he shechts the veshet b'shehiyah, or he shechts the veshet b'chalada. He does a psul in the veshet. Or let's say he shechts the kana and then he breaks the veshet with his hand without a knife. So we pass and it's an avela. So Rabbi Akiva says no. Since when you shecht the oifus, all you have to shecht is the kana or the veshet. So even though here you're talking about shechting veima, if you shecht the one simmer properly and then you had a psul in the second simmer, ginuk if you say that it's a trefa. It's not right to say that it's an avela. Why not? We pass like Rabbi Yeshivov that it is an avela. We pass and you have to, the kana and the veshet, both have to have a proper shchita. So that's what the Mishnah has. Shochet is haveshet. He did a proper shchita, and the veshet is the food pipe. And then posuk is hagageris. He broke the gageris, the windpipe, with his hands. He didn't shecht with a knife. Oh, doesn't matter which came first. Oh, first posuk is hagageris. It doesn't matter which one he did first. He shechted one simen, and the other simen he broke. Oh, shechted echad mehem. He shechts one v'himtan lo shemes. He waits till the animal drops dead. He only shechted one simen. So if it would have been a knife, that would have been the ganze shechita. It's a behemah, it's a teignish. So teignish means he didn't do the shechita. So if he didn't do shechita, it's an avela. Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's enough if he declared that it's a trefa. Trefa, what's a din shechita's trefa? So shechita's trefa is not mater b'achila, but it's mitar medein avela. If you shecht an animal, it turns out that it has some disease on the lungs, it has a hole in the kishka, a hole in the heart, has some broken leg or something that makes it a trefa, but the shechita is a good shechita that it doesn't have tumas nevela. If an animal, the meat in the A&P is an isar achila mitam nevela, and if you pick it up, it's mitame. Even though it's wrapped, it's mitame b'masa, because you picked it up. If it's not wrapped and you touch it, it's tabi memaga when you touch it. If it's wrapped up and you pick it up, that's masa. If you push it, that's also masa. So if you would have shechted an animal that would have had a disease, would have had a trephis in it, the 70 different trephis, that's the next parak, list off all the trephis, list off all the trephis. So if you shecht an animal that's a trepha, the shechita is metar midein avela, but it's not mata b'achilo. So that's machlekes here, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshiva. So Rabbi Akiva gehalten, since shechita soif is a genuk one simon, even though by behemoth you need both simonim, but if you shech the one simon, you wait till the animal drops dead, so it's called a shechita to be metar medein avela. So it's like shechita's trefa, but it's not nevela. Rabbi Yeshiva said, no, for a behemoth, you have to shech both simon. You didn't shech, so it's a nevela. And then it says, v'hodo le Rabbi Akiva. After disputing it for a long time, Rabbi Akiva finally gave in. So the Mishnah gives all the cases. He shechted one simon and then he broke the other simon. He did a shehiyah before he did a chaloda on the other simon. In all these cases, he didn't do the shechita properly. That's how he passed. Rabbi Kiva says, trefa. What's the rule? The name of Rabbi Yeshua. What's the rule? That's how he passed like this rule. If the shechita was done improperly, the chamishulchan shechita, shia drosa chaloda agrava v'yikr. If the shechita was done improperly, you violated one of the five rules, as a din of nevela, it's metame, as tumas nevela, it's also bachila. And kol shechita sekiroi, but if the shechita was done properly, you fulfilled all the five rules and regulations. But it has a disease, it has a broken leg, it has a hole in the lung, a hole in the kishke, it's a mother psul, so then it's a trefa, then the shechita is metame de nevela, and it's also bachila. And finally, hodala rabbi. So now the Gemara Frekta Kashe, once the Mishnah says V'hodola Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gave in to what Rabbi Yeshua said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud. There was Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. They were contemporaries. So Rabbi Lezer was Shamutehu. He was Rabbi Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. So that's what the Gemara says. We rarely pass like Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yeshua was the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Lezer. So we usually pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So here, Rabbi Akiva received Torah from both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara has different stories about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. So here, Rabbi Akiva finally gave in that he's right. What Rabbi Yeshua said is right. He said, "Oh, the name of Rabbi Yeshua." So the Gemara has a kasha. It says in our Mishnah, "Hodolo Rabbi Akiva." He agreed with him. Whenever there's a psul and shechita, you have to shech both the kana and the veshet. By the bem, he only shechted one. It's going to be a nevela. Freg the Gemara or a mini. Another contradiction. The next parak lists off all of the 70 kinds of treifas. Or a mini elu treifas the behema. The following situations, the animal will be a treifa, not a nevela. The animal will be a treifa, and the shechita will be matar midei nevela. Rashi's opinion is that if you shecht a treifa, I know in advance that it's a treifa. Rashi also say a bracha ala shechita. We don't pass like that. We pass, and you only say a bracha ala shechita if you think it's going to turn out to be kosher, if you're pretty sure it's going to be kosher. But if you think it may, you know in advance that it is or it may be a treifa, you don't say a bracha ala shechita treifa. But shechita streifa is a shechita, it's mitar midei nevela. It removes the tumas nevela. So the more effect akasha in the Mishnah says, nekuvas haveshet, upsugas hagageris. The veshet, if you just have a nekev kolshehu in the veshet, so it's already a treifa. So when you shecht it later, it's not going to help. And psukas hagageris, if the windpipe is cut, chatzi karat pogam is okay, if it's 50-50. 50 cut in is not yet a treifa. But Psukas HaGageres Berubai, if 51% of the kana is cut in, so then the animal will be a treifa. A treifa? It should be an avela. He can't shech the kana. The kana is already cut. Rubai. What is going to cut? The same thing over again. Let's say a goy shechts the kana, toignish, so a Jew will shech the kana an inch down. Once the kana is cut, so it's cut. You can't shech the second time. So if you have a psukas hagageres berubai, what do you mean that makes it a treifa? You can't shech the kana, you can only shech the veshet. You only shech the veshet without shechting kana. The animal is a nevela, it's not a treifa. Sounds like the original version of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says if you shech one of the two simon in the behema, it'll be a treifa, won't be a nevela. So that Mishnah, Neid Treifas, sounds like the original version. That's one of the answers the Gemara is going to say. That Mishnah was written, Eilu Treifas was written for years. Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Yeshua. Then after many years, he gave in to him. So that Mishnah was composed in the earlier years. And the Mishnah was written like Rabbi Akiva. Because if you have machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. But then later, Rabbi Akiva gave in. So the Mishnah was Azam and Kaim, the Gemara says. They wrote the Mishnah in the earlier years. Where Rabbi Akiva said, as long as you shecht one of the two simon of the behema, it's enough to remove the din of nevela, it'll be a treifa. So Mishnah Lazazim and Kama, they left it like that, even though Rabbi Akiva later on back then. But that's the Gemara's kasha here. If you have Psukas HaGageres Beruba, so all you can shech now is the veshed. You can't shech the kana again. So you're only shechting one simon. So let it be a nevela. How can the Mishnah say Elu Treifas? It's not a treifa, it's a nevela. Today, in modern usage, we call any non-kosher thing, we call it a treifa. If you cook basa b'cholav, we say it's treif. Strictly speaking, basa b'cholav is not treif. Or let's say chazir. Who would say it's treif? It's not treif, that's called behema t'meya. Treif is a technical term that goes on a kosher animal that had a shechita, and the shechita removed the tumas nevelas, but the shechita was not mate b'achila. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Mishnah says, hey, the treif is, it's not a treif, it's a nevela. That's the kasha. Oh, my Rava, so Rava first says an answer that's absolutely not correct. He must have been half asleep when he said this. It's very strange. Oh, my Rava, loy kasha, it depends what happened first. Because Rabbi Yeshua gave the klal in the Mishnah. If it's a psul and a shchita, then it's a nevela. If it's a dover achagaram loy, then it's a trefa, then it's not a nevela. So Rava says like this. If first he shechts one simen, if first he shechts one simen and then he breaks the other simen with his hand, then it's a psul in the shechita. So then it'll be an avela. Obekanche pasak with a besav shachat. If it was a chatikana pogrom last week, last year, somebody broke the animal was in an accident, and psukas hagageres berubai, roiv of the gageres got the slit, and then today we decide to shecht it. So since it wasn't, the cutting of the gageres didn't happen behemshech after the hascholas hashchita, that's called davrach garam loy. So that's only going to be a trefa. That's not going to be an avela. So that's ridiculous. It's not true. It's not true. In order that it shouldn't be an avela, you have to shech the kana and the veshet. And if the kana is already nifsak psukas hagageres beruba, if it's already nifsak beruba, so you can't shecht it again a second time. So the Gemara is not going to accept what Rabbi says. So Rabbi says the only time our Mishnah says that it's an avela, that's only if he shechts one simen, and then he does psuka, he breaks the other simen afterwards. But if one simen was broken last week and today I shecht the other simen, that'll only be a trefa. So the Gemara says it's not correct. Rabbi explains what his logic is. If shochat v'le b'soif pasak, if first he shechts one simen and then he breaks the other simen with his hands without using a knife, nifselas b'shchitahi. So whenever there's a psul in the shchita, then it's called an avela. But pasak last week, someone broke the gageres v'le b'soif shochat, and today he shechts the other simen. So that's considered just like kidov rachet garam lo lifasol damya. That's if something else, like the animal has a disease on the lungs, has a broken leg, has a puncture in the kishkas, has a hole in the heart, a bleeding heart, or something that's azaiti gipsul, that'll be a treif. So the Gemara says that's very interesting, but it doesn't fit into the Mishnah. It's not correct. The Mishnah says beferish against you. Shachres haveshet. Upasakas hagageres, that sounds like what Rava said. First he shechted one simen, and then he broke the other simen. Or the second case, pasakas hagageres first, v'chakach shachadis havesh. That's a fairish. If he shechted, the good simen that you shechted was done second. First, pasakas hagageres first, v'chakach shachadis havesh. It said v'fairish nevela. And Rabbi Akiva ultimately agreed with Rabbi Yeshevov. So how can you say that if first Pasak and then Shachat, that has nothing to do with the Shechita, it's a psul davrach, it's against the Mishnah. So Rava reinterprets, says, no. When the Mishnah says, Pasak Saga, the second case in the Mishnah, Pasak Saga Geres Vachakach Shachat, it doesn't mean Vachakach Shachat, it means Pasak Saga Geres Ukvash Shachat is Aveshit. He had already Shechted the Aveshit first. How can you say that? It's beferish. So Rava answered, Eima Zogazai. Say like this, the Mishnah means a kvashachar esaveshet meikor. He had already shechted. If you first shecht one simen, and then afterwards, your hemshech of beginning the shechita, you break the other simen with your hands, that's a psula in the shechita. Omalei, so Ravacha Bahuna, who's disagreeing with Rabbi, says, you're wrong. It doesn't read in the Mishnah. It doesn't read, shtei tshuvas bedobi, you're wrong on two accounts. Chora number one, the Heineka Maisa. The Mishnah gave two cases. According to you, it's exactly the same case. What were the two cases? You just quoted. Shachres haveshe, upasikas hagageres. Then it says, pasikas hagageres, ukva shachres haveshe. That's exactly the same thing. So the two cases are the same. Shachres haveshe, upasikas hagageres afterwards. Upasikas hagageres, ukva shachres haveshe. It's the exact thing. So he says, first of all, you're wrong on two accounts. Shei chuvas bedover. Chuvas means you're wrong. They're two tainus against your suggestion. That's the first case. So the Mishnah is giving two examples. According to you, it's the repeat of the ode. Atzveite kashe, it says, v'chakach shachar esavesh. How can you reread? Sometimes they used to recite Mishnahis Baal Peh. Till the days of Rabbeinu Arvashi, that's when they wrote down the Mishnahis. In the days of Rove, they're still reciting Mishnahis Baal Peh. So sometimes they would mispronounce a word, they would say a little differently, but you can't say the hepech. The word in the Mishnah says v'chakach pasak. So you're telling me no, it should say ukvar pasak as hagageres. It's the hepach. How can someone have made such a mistake? So he said, Tanya, it says b'ferish in the Mishnah v'chakach. He did the other. So that answer is wrong. Elo Marovis, Rava says, the Mishnah says the trev is like Yiddishism, like slang, like we colloquial. The following animals are treif. Some of them are treif, some of them are velas. That's what we would say. Eila treifas doesn't mean that they're all treifas. Some of them are nevelas. So the Gemara is not going to like that answer. It's not correct. That's the way we speak today. You have a Gemara also once in a while like that. today it's very common in Yiddish and English, is that anything that's not kosher is treif. But not in Mishnayos. The Mishnayos are written with daikonis. But that's what Rava says. Elo Amar Rava. Rava has a different suggestion. Elo Asur is Katoni. The Mishnah says Elo Treif. I mean, the following animals may not be eaten. The Yesh Mem Nevelis. Yesh Mem Treifis. Sure. Freg Di Gemara. That's an answer. That the Mishnah is written in colloquial, in a Yiddishism, in a colloquial Hebrew. Freg Gemara. If so, that the Mishnah is including even Nevelis. So the Yeskan Rav, Lech Shanami de Chiskia, why does the Mishnah include the following case? Dama Chiskia, I saw Gister on a veil. I take a knife and I chop off the animal's head. Or I cut the animal in half like this, from the top to the bottom. Gister means you sliced it in half. So the whole thing is in a veil. So why does the Mishnah mention that? Eilu Treifus? The answer is because it's in a veil, that's why. But Rav says Eilu Treifus includes the veilus also. Why does it include this? Lech Shanami de Rav Lozer. Tamar Blaza says, if you have a leg is broken at certain points, then it'll be the whole animal will be a trefa. The whole animal will be a trefa. What if not only the leg is broken, the whole leg is missing, and there's a hole in the half of the animal is missing? So he says, then it's a nevela. Then it's not the animal is a nevela. It's a walking nevela. So Frank the Gemara, if you tell me that the Mishnah nevela the trefa is not menduyak, it doesn't mean trefa trefa. It means non kosher. And it even includes nevela, so why doesn't it include these? So Rava insists, no. He says, no, I think the Mishnah includes nevelas and trefas. But these are nevela mechayim. These, if you chop the animal in half, even though it's still jumping around, it's already mitame. Or if it's missing a whole leg, and it's missing half of the kishkas also, what does he have? Nitla yerech v'chol shalo. If the animal is missing nevela, so that's a nevela mechayim. So that's where Rava answers. Kikatani. When does the Mishnah include an Eilu Treifus? Even the Velas, that's only the Velas Lamitame Mechaim. And the Vela means that after it'll die, it'll be considered an Vela. But these two cases, of Asa Gistero, and Nitla Yerfu Choshel, of the Vela, Mitame Mechaim, Lekatan, that's Mamish a walking the Vela. So that the Mishnah doesn't have to include them. So that's Rabbi's suggestion. Rabbi suggested, and the Mishnah says Eilu Treifus, it means the animal may not be eaten, but it really is an Vela. Then the Gemara is going to give other answers. The final answer is going to be that the Mishnah was written all the years when Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Yeshivov. And then the Hodol of Rabbi Akiva, after many years of disagreeing, he finally gave in. So that they left that Mishnah lezozim im kama. They left Mishnah the way it was written originally. But Anachanami, once Rabbi Akiva backed out over here, so you should correct the Mishnah later. It has to be corrected. Was going to give other suggestions. Okay, we'll be another next week. We'll continue. Gemara Sanhedrin has a discussion of the mitzvah kvura. The Chumash only has the mitzvah kvura kiyah b'yish chet mishpat mavis v'humas. If a person was killed, one of the arba misses bezin. So then the Torah says, v'sol v'nevelas alayitz kovetik v'rede v'yamhu kikilas elikim tolik. You have to bury the person the same day. You shouldn't leave him over till tomorrow. So the only time the Torah has the mitzvah kvura explicitly is by haruge bezin, and we know that kvura by the haruge bezin l'chol hadeis is a separate unique halacha, because you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rosh, you're not allowed to bury a rosh chachamim next to a rosh kal. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says there were two batik forests that the bezin had, one for niskolim and nisrafim, one for the harugim and achnokim. So the Gemara says, but Niskolim and the Nisrafim are not on the same level of Chaimu Haveira. Either Skilu's Machama, Srefa's Machama. So either he did a bigger Haveira, he did a bigger Haveira. I can bury them together. And what if the guy did many other Haveiras in his lifetime? The Gemara even says if someone's keeping track and you know that one person did 100 Haveiras, one person did 101 Haveiras, you're not supposed to bury them next to each other. Who's keeping track? Nobody keeps track. So that's why the Aguda has a separate cemetery, the Mizrahi has their own, the Rikarta has their own. We assume everybody in that group does approximately the same amount of Averis. So you bury them all together. Every shul has a separate Beis Hakvaras. We assume all the people in the shul are on the same level of religious observance approximately. We don't make calculations yet. But by the Mrs. Bezim, we know for sure that we're burying them, Shalokin. So Gemara said, that's Hilchus HaGemiri, Lord. That's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is Shnei Batikvaras. Then the Gemara says, if a person was killed, he was put to death with sayif, they cut his head off with a sword, so you have to bury the sword near him also. If a person was murdered with a gun, you have to bury the gun. No, it's only a din in harugei bezin. you have to bury it. If he was put to death by choking, by suder, by chenek, so you have to bury the suder. And if he was put to death by skilos, you have to put the avonim that they used to kill him with. So that's a special din only by Haruge Bezen. So it's clear that the mitzvah kvure in the Chumash appears only in connection with Haruge Bezen, and it has special dinim. What about Shar Mason? A person dies a natural death. Is there a mitzvah kvure there also? Maybe it's only by Haruge Bezen. So the Gemara has two brises, one after the other, that say exactly the same thing word for word. That since it says kovetik berenu a kefaloshin, so we hold, Rabbi Kiva holds, lo dibur Torah kedushay miryadim. Torah doesn't have any extra words, extra letters, so the fact that it's a kefaloshin kovetik berenu is marbi even meisal mitosa. Even a person dies a natural death, it's also mitzvah kvur. So the Lechem Mishnah points out, why does the Brisa, the Gemara has two Brises, one after the other in Sanhedrin? They say exactly word for word, the exact same thing. Why do they call two Brises say the same thing? So he says there's one slight difference. One Brisa begins with the words, Remez l'kvura menater minay. The other Brisa says, minay l'kvura menater. So the Brisa that says Remez, he said that's a dead giveaway that Brisa holds, it's only an asmachta. The kvura b'shar meisim, is only with the Rabbanon. And the Brisa that starts off with the words Kvura Menatur Minayin by Shar Mesim, it didn't say Remes. It means that it's a real din derais. The Lechem Mishnah says this, the Rambam paskins that Kvura by all Mesim is deraisa, and therefore the Gemara had a certain suffix. The suffix is irrelevant because it's a din derais. If it would have been a din derabbanon, there would be room to pilpul. What's the reason for Kvura? Now that it's a mitzvah deraisa, so you have to do the kvura under all circumstances. So the Lechem Mishnah points out it's really a machlokes hatanoim. That's how we pass on that kvura b'shar meisim is also deraisa. So the Gemara says, should we learn that from this week's sedra that the Torah records that Avraham Avinu went and he buried the Sarah, the Kevah Yisrael, and he delivered a hesped? So why did the Torah record it? Must be that this is the din. The Chumash records that Avraham Avinu did kedin, that the din requires you have to bury all the mason, not Haruge Bezen, you have to recite a hesped, a proper hesped. The Gemara says not necessarily so. There's a din of Kovet Abrius, and there's a din, while people are alive, there's a din of Kovet Abrius to Jews and to non-Jews also, but after a person dies, so there's only a din of Kovet Abrius to Yisrael. It's like Tashmishi Kedusha, even after you have a pair of tefillin, that's bustle, you have to treat it with Kedusha. So a Jewish mace is like Tashmishi Kedusha. So there's a Chiv Kavar Abiz even after the person dies. And by Mesei Yakim, there's no mitzvah of Kvura. There's no din of Kavar Abiz after the person died. Only calls money is alive. So what's required out of Kavar Amace? What is required? So the Moshe says, whatever the minig is, that's what's required. So the Moshe, there are many minhagim when you do a Tara. Exactly how do you do? In Europe, they used to wash the head and rub in raw eggs and all kinds of things. So the Chachma Sadam writes, whatever the minig is, that's considered the Kovet Ameis. So that's what the Gemara says. It could be that the Chumash records that Avraham Avinu was makbet to bury Sora and to deliver Hesped. Maybe that was the minig amokim at that time. Doesn't necessarily mean that's the din. If that is the minig amokim, then the halacha requires it mitam Kovet Ameis. But if you live in a community where it's not the minig amokim, how do you know that that's the din? So that's what the Gemara says, no, you can't learn that from Avraham Avinu. Maybe what he did was because that was Mekubal, Mitam Minigamokim, so the din is Mechayiv that. But you have to learn that from a different pasuk, Kavetik Berenu, the Kefaloshin, that's the mitzvah of Kvura. Kvura has to be Kvura, the Karka. He just, you burn the body and then you hold the ashes, that's no kiyum of kura bekarka. You have to bury the mace in the karka, and then the halachas has to be at least 3 tvachim below the ground. You have to bury 6 feet under, but Rav Moshe Feinstein shows from the Yerideh, from the Gemara, that it has to be a minimum of 3 tvachim. Sometimes if the earth is swampy over there, so you don't want it's a bizayin mace to bury a body in a place where it's swampy. So higher up is going to be drier, so you bury higher up. You just have to have 3 tochim of karka on top. Then in Yeriday, they have dinim from Tabrisis. You can bury mesim on top of each other if the cemetery is full. So how much offer do you have to have in between one layer of mesim and the other? Unless you have to have 6 tochim. Each mace needs 3 tochim all over, above and below, and on all 4 sides, and all 6 sides. The 4 sides and above, you need 3 tochim, and then the mace on top needs 3 tochim. So if you have a hafsok of 6 tvachim of offer in between, you can bury mesim and layers as well. So the Gemara has all the discussions. So the mitzvah of kvurim, special special mitzvah of Kvura Kevah Yisrael. Jews have to be buried. We live differently, we die differently, everything is different, and you're supposed to deliver a hesped. These are all halachas from today's time.
Didn't they bury also what they call it, kuch? Like put it into the that wasn't put the offer.
It was man-made. It was also offer. They put cement in. Cement is also offer.
Is the soite get buried? Is the soite get buried at this part? Somebody has to tell me shit.
Mean when she dies from
the
dripping?
She dies from the mayim. Says there's somebody has to tell me shit today. Yeah. We discussed
it. Is it like Aruge Besnin?
Yeah. Well, we discussed it. Is it the answer soite? Kaka, the market shit didn't know the answer.
I don't know.
Oh.
You're looking at the sefta.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Interesting question. Should treat it like how you get better.
I thought it was like they had regular solid, like a side of a mountain or a hill, standing in a hole in it. That wasn't what the kids?
Man-made.
Man-made.
Compartment.
Behind me. She went around.